עלישו חלק בייס, תו, קוף, חף. מערכה שנייה, אמס. The second set of essays in this section of the Sefer, the final one is entitled אמס. הקדמה, introduction, מהו אמס? What is אמס? ברצייסנו להגיע להגדרה של אמס, נסחיל לברר מהו שקר. As we wish to achieve some sort of a definition of אמס, let's begin by clarifying what is שקר. והנה, העמד באמצע היום ויאמר עכשיו לילה. A person standing in the middle of the day and says today, now it's night time, הוא דבר שהמציאות מכחישה או יסק. Something that reality contradicts, וזהו שקר. We would say that's שקר. לפי זה, following on that, אם הוא עמד באמצע היום ואומר שעכשיו יום, if it is midday, and the person standing and says, it is daytime, אין זה שקר. It is not שקר, אבל אנחנו מבחינים שזה אמס בלי משמעות. We notice that it may be a mess, but without any significance. הנשבה על עץ שהוא עץ ועל אבן שהוא אבן, זה שבועס שב. Rashi commenting on the third dibur in Parashas Yisroi, cites Chazal. A person takes an oath about a piece of wood that it is wood, or about a stone that it is a stone. It's defined as שבועס שב, an oath in vain. השכל הישר מבין כי דבר של שב והבל, אף אם אינו שקר, אבל אינו אמס. A straight mind understands that something which is trivial may not be shaker, but it is not truth. הרי קביעס ובדויס שכל אחד יודע אינה ראויה לתואר אמס. To state a fact that is widely known, that everyone knows, doesn't deserve the title אמס. אילא זויס, therefore, מוסאי ראוי דבר שאדם קובע לתואר אמס. When is it appropriate to attach the label of אמס to a statement of a person? הווי אומר כשיש חידוש בדבר. The answer is when there's some novelty. שאינו פשוט לכל. It's not something that is trivial and obvious to everyone, אלא עמוק ורחב יסוד, but rather the statement has an element which is deeper or wider than everyone knows. וכמובן שאין המציאות מכחישה יסוד. In addition, it goes without saying that it's a statement which is not contradicted by reality. בציור, an illustration. אם אני אומר, if I were to say, עץ זה גודל היטב מפני שירבו להשקיס יסוד. If I claim this particular tree grew well because it was well watered, ונמצא שככה, yeah, imagine, that's how it was, אז המשפט הוא אמס. We could say about the sentence that it is true. על כגוין זה אמרה תורה עיר הנדחס, עם פרשס ראי, in discussing עיר הנדחס, the Torah says, ודורשתו וחוקרתו ושואלתו היטב, והנה אמס נכון הדבר. It's after seeking and investigating and asking questions and interrogating, then those answers that we get indicate MS. Similarly, ובעובד עבידה זרה עם פרשס שיפטים, somebody is accused of idolatry, והוגד לך ושומעתו ודורשתו היטב, והנה MS נכון הדבר. The same type of terminology. It's only MS after you search and investigate very well. זה יסומרס, to summarize it, דבר שהיה נעלם ועכשיו הוא נסגלה בוודאוס, זהו MS. Something which is hidden to some extent. Now it's revealed and it's certain, that is called אמס. עד כאן דיברנו על בירור האמס בעובדי שהיו. Thus far, we discussed clarifying אמס in something factual. יויסר קשהו להגדיר מהו אמס כשעניין אינו בעובדה, אלא בדבר רוחני מופשט. It's more difficult to define אמס when we're not talking about something factual, but something spiritual and abstract. שם יש צדדים שונים לכאן ולכאן. There are different aspects. You can see this aspect or that one. שם יכולו יש דעויס מנוגדויס ושתי נמס. It's possible over there to have opinions which are opposing and nonetheless are both true, have aspects of truth to them. In the footnote, כדי להקל על המסקשים להבין עניין אילו ואילו דברי אלוקים חיים, in order to try and make it easier for those who find this concept difficult, יש לציין כי לאחרונה מצאו גם בעניין פיזיקלי שניתן להסבירו בשתי סברות המכחישות זו את זוי. We'd like to cite a physical phenomenon which can be explained and using two contradictory explanations, והמציאות הוכיחה ששתי נמס, and it seems to be that both are true. היה מקובל כי אור השמש מספשט בצורה סגלים. It was accepted that light, love דווקא the light of the sun, any form of electromagnetic radiation, but the most obvious is visible light, that it propagates in the way of waves, as waves. כי זה מסביר בהחלט מספר תופעויסה כשרויס בהספשטוסה. It certainly explains well certain phenomena which are related to the propagation of light, such as interference. Interference patterns clearly lend themselves to interpreting light as a wave. אבל ניסיוני חדשים הוכיחו כי האור מורכב מגופיפים, שהם כמובן בגדר דק מן הדק. However, later on, in fact, this goes much earlier. Newton also really spoke about corpuscles as making up light. At any rate, certain indications that light is made up of units, of quanta, of photons, which are, of course, extremely subtle. If light is made up of individual units called photons, that seems to contradict the indication that light propagates as waves. אולם יש מספר תופעות באור שניתן להסביר אוסן רק על ידי סברת הגופיפים. There's certain phenomena that can be explained only by referring to light as being made up of photons, the photoelectric effect for which Einstein won a Nobel Prize. לכן נאלצו להסכים בעל כורחם ששתי הסברות אוסן אמס. One has to somehow digest this idea that both explanations are right, ושהן משלימות זה זה, and somehow they complement one another. הרי ייתכן אפילו בדבר גשמי כמו האור, you see here that even something physical, like light, שישנן שתי שיטות על הספשטוס, that there are two approaches to explaining its propagation, ושתיהן מכחישות זה. Conceptually they contradict, a wave is not a particle is not a wave, ובכל זאת שתיהן אמס. Back to the text, זהו עניין אלו ואלו דברי אלוקים חיים, cited twice by Chazal, in Eruvin Daf Yud Gimel and in Gittin Daf Vav. Ledugma, to give us an example of this, Haketzeis HaChoshen, Besiman Chaf Ches, Seif Katan Vav, Mevi Kama Shitos Binyan Shetar. He cites a number of opinions as to what makes a legal document valid. Imdas HaMishayev, is it the determination of the mischayev, he's mechayev himself through the shtar, he says, I borrowed, does that make the shtar valid? Or yechasimas edim, is it the signature of the witnesses that makes this now into a valid document? Or anusach, the formulation, the particular terminology, any one of those, oyesimes ashtar, yishtar batokif, what out of these makes the document valid? V'chol ha-shitoyis yishlen alma lismoich v'chulan amitiyos, all of these shitoyis have solid backing. ועיין ברשי כסובויס דפנון זין עמוד א' דיבור מסחיל הו כמש מלן המבאר הגדרים בזה. Rashi explains certain parameters in this subject. מתי ניתן לומר אלו ואלו דברי אלוקים חיים עשה אלוהי? When is it possible and permissible to invoke אלו ואלו? And when is it not? It is certainly not always possible to invoke this principle. סיכום עד כה, let's summarize thus far. אמס היא הכרה שאין המציאות מכחישה או יסה, אבל קביעס עובדויס פשוטויס אינה ראויה לתואר אמס. אמס is some recognition, some insight, which is not contradicted by the reality. However, statement of obvious facts does not deserve the title אמס. Furthermore, בעניינים רוחניים יש מקום לכמה גישויס. In spiritual or abstract matters, there's room for a number of approaches, שכולן יכולויס להיות אמיתיוס. All of which can be true fully, or at least to some extent. נמצא כי הרצון להכיר את האמס מביא בהכרח לעומק העניינים. What emerges is that one's desire to recognize the truth necessarily brings one to something which is deeper than that which is obvious and trivial. נחזור לעניין הנשבע על עץ שהוא עץ ועל אבן שהוא אבן. Let's go back to that concept. Somebody who takes vain oath, an oath in vain, on a piece of wood that it's wood, on a stone that it's stone. It's a shuas shav shul rekele. He gets malchus for it. Ve'yesh lisbonenot. We want to examine this further. Hare ein kan shekel. It's not shekel. This piece of wood is indeed wood. U'mayinyan lashav baze. What does that mean? It's an oath in vain. What does that mean? Lehavin zeis alenu lisbonen b'mahus ha-shvuah. To understand this, we have to understand the concept of a shvuah. What is that? Al ze kosav Ibn Ezra בדיבור לא יסיסה בישרוי. In commenting on this דיבור, לא יסיסה שם השם הלקח על השב. Do not bear השם's name in vain, in פרשת ישרוי. Ibn Ezra writes the following paragraph. והנה טעם לזכור השם. What is the point of mentioning השם's name when you take a שבועה? When a person says, by God, or something like that, and he takes a שבועה. What's the purpose? Answer, כי כאשר הוא השם אמס, כן יהיה דברוי אמס. What the person is saying is, as Hashem is true, so is my statement true. People say, "Strus God," meaning as true as God. That's my statement is as true as God. V'ine im lo yekeimet varui, kilu machishes Hashem. Under these conditions, if the person then does not fulfill his word, when he said, I will do such and such as true as God, if he doesn't fulfill that, it's a denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uminhag anshei Mitzrayim ad hayom, says Ibn Ezra, in Mitzrayim, to this very day. Im yishava adam b'reish ha-melech, if a person takes an oath by the head of the king, by the king's life, ve'lo yekayim es dvaroi, and then fails to fulfill his words, hu ben mavis, it's a capital crime. Ve'ilu nosan koifer mishkalo zahav, if he wishes to redeem himself by giving his own weight in gold, lo yichye b'avu, lo yichye, it's not sufficient, he will be executed by the king. What he's doing is denigrating the king publicly by having taken this oath. If this is true for a king of flesh and blood, how much more so, kal v'chomer, a person has to be careful not to allow his tongue to stumble. This is a paraphrase of a pasuk in Koheles. Lo says is piv lachatias besaroi, to say to make an expression lezachol Hashem, to mention Hashem's name in vain. The author continues. Kavanas Ibn Ezra, what Ibn Ezra is saying is as follows: Haboyris borach hu emes muchlat. The Creator is absolute truth. Kasher adam rotze leames eizet davar. When a person wants to validate something, to say that it is true. What he does is related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lomar, to say in effect, Mahu yisborach emes muchlat, kacha davar hazeh hu emes muchlat. Just like Hashem is absolute truth, so too what I'm telling you is absolute truth. Mimele, it follows that einecha chilul Hashem gadol mizeh shu nishba b'Hashem al sheker. There's no greater chilul Hashem when a person then takes an oath which is false. But not only somebody who swears falsely. It goes further. When a person relates to Hashem's name to validate something obvious and trivial, for example, taking an oath that this piece of wood is wood, he too is desecrating Hashem's name by invoking this absolute truth in a trivial manner. Only the Creator is absolute truth. All reality outside of him is relative. Anything in the world, any concept in the world, is true to the extent that one can relate it to the Creator by one way or another. This is how the Rambam begins the Mishneh Torah. Yesoida yesodois v'amud ha-chokhmois, the foundation of all foundations, the pillar upon which all wisdom stands. That's, of course, these four words form the acronym of Hashem's name. Yesoid, Yud, ha-yesodois, hey, etc. It begins that way. At any rate, the foundation of all foundations. Leida sheyesha matzui rishoin, to know that there's a primary being who brought into existence all that exists, anything, all that exists in heaven and earth and between them, only exist because of the truth of his existence. If he could possibly imagine that he does not exist, nothing else could exist. If he could imagine that nothing else other than him exists, he will exist. He will not become voided by the fact that they are null and void. All that exists needs him. He doesn't need them. Not even one of them. Therefore, his truth is not like their truth. This is what the Navi meant, Yirmiyahu, when he says, Vashem Elohim emes. He himself is absolute truth, and nothing else possesses truth like him. This is, again, what the Torah states, Ein oid milavadoi, none beside him. Kloma, ein shamatsui emes milavadoi kemoi. There's no true existence like his. The author says, "Kan mevair Rambam es esed hagadol." The Rambam is explaining the great foundation. Shakadosh Baruch Hu emes muchlat, what we call before absolute truth. Haynu she'eino talui b'davar chutz mimenu. He is not dependent on anything besides him. V'chol emes she'bo'olam rak emes echasis. Any other truth in the world is relative. Once again, klomar ad kama she'nital mitzi yachas ben adavar ben roi. To the extent that we can find some relationship between that thing, that entity and the creator, that's how true it is. Adayin tzarich leavin b'inyan ha-shivua. We need to still understand regarding the concept of an oath. Eich yicholim le'ames inyan mesupak, b'zeh shemisyachasim l'amitus Hashem izbarar, shemuvdal umufash mekol musag enoshi. The question is, how can we validate something which is doubtful? Here this person standing in court and saying that he's taking an oath at this, which we don't know, we haven't seen it, we have a doubt about it. How can he validate it? By relating it to the truth of Hashem, who is abstract, who is completely transcendent. What does it help that Reuven stands in court and says, I paid back that money, and he takes an oath that he paid back the money, and he takes an oath using Hashem's name when Hashem is transcendent and abstract? Evei Omer, the answer is Amitus Habore Shemis Yachasim Elav, who Shehu Yizborach Kayam Le'ilam Ul'olmei Olamim. What we're doing is referring to this truth of the Creator in that He exists forever, He is eternal. The Omer Nishma, the person taking the oath, is saying in effect, Keshem Shehu Yizborach Kayam Le'ilam, as Hashem is eternal, so too, what I want to validate is also kayam, it stands, it is solid. We come here to a finer definition of emes. Shechazal amu alav, Chazal comment as follows about this. Shabbos daf kuf dalet. Shin sheker, tav emes. The letter, the way that the letter is formulated, connotes sheker, whereas tav connotes emes. Mai ta'ama. Sheker mekarvan milei, as we know, the letters are close to one another. Kuf, rei, shin are adjacent letters. Emes merachaka milei, aleph in the beginning, mem in the middle, tav at the end. This idea is that shikra shechiach kushta lo shechiach. Shikra is common. Sheker is common. It's close by. Kushta, truth, is not all that common. It's far. Aleph is far from mem, is far from tav. Umay tama. Shikra achada kiraikai vemes melaben dibunei. The idea of shikra, it stands on one leg. Achada kiraikai, when the shin is written in Sefer Torah, it comes to a point, so it stands on one leg. It's wobbly, it is not solid. Emes melaben libunei. Emes stands on solid foundations. The aleph has two legs. The mem has that whole base. The tav two legs. Meaning kushta koi shika loikai. The truth stands. It's kayam with shika loikayam. Rashi explains mekarvan milei ois yosef kovois. The letters of a sheker are close. Sheloshtan kovois kesidan shel alpha beisa. In the aleph beisa you have kuf and reish and shin very close to one another. Emes merachakan milei. We said about emes. The letters are distant. Zoi bischilas aleph beis. Vzoi baemtza. Vzoi basif. The point was that it's not as common. You have to search far and wide for the truth. Then we said achad kira on one leg, kol ois veois shbo imedes el regel echad. Particularly the shin stands on one point, the kuf one leg, the reish on one leg. It's all wobbly. Whereas emes mela ben libunei mushkavin tachtei ois yosav kemin leveina. It's like a brick. That's what it means mela ben libunei. Like a brick, the letters are lying underneath these. The aleph are yesh la shtei reglaim, the aleph has two legs. O meishava toiv, it's solid. V'regel ha'sheni rachav. Again, the point is that it's solid and stands. The author explains, shetei havchanis ishnan kan be'emes v'sheker. Chazal are making two distinctions over here about emes and sheker. Harishonai sha'emes u bar kayamo. Emes is an entity that endures. She'enu misbatei le'ilam. It doesn't become voided. Ma she'en ken ha-sheker. That's not true for sheker. Ve'asheniyah she'emes mutzak ve'kayam b'choch atzmoy. Emes is solid. It stands on its own two feet. Ve'enu zakuk le'davar achesh yachazikos. It doesn't need something else to support it. Ma she'en ken ha-sheker. Not so the sheker. Unva'er, let's explain in a little bit more detail. Ha'emes kayam, we're saying that that's the definition of mes. It is something which is kayam, it endures, it is permanent. Doyreis rabim yicholim lehismared negdoi lilachem boi oledakoi. Generations can rebel against it, battle against it, suppress it. Aval ein koyach ba'olam sheyachol levatlo. But there's no force in the world that can void a mess. For generations can be suppressed and oppressed and rebelled against, but not destroyed. Basayif chizrim makirim yisrael. Eventually, people will come back to recognize a mess. Sheker alul lishlot zman rab ba'olam, aval safoy lisbatel. Sheker may dominate in the world for a long time, can rule for a long time, but eventually it becomes voided. Doik v'timtza, look into it carefully, you'll see, if you investigate, you will see ki kol ha-shekarim sheba'ilam b'meshech hazman mafrichim es atzman v'ayu kelo ayu. All sheker in the world, over time, it undoes itself, it contradicts and demolishes itself, it implodes and just dissipates. And in that vacuum that's left by the imploding sheker, other shekarim come. They also have dominion for a limited time, until they too become destroyed. So the depth of the matter here, the profundity is explained elsewhere in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Nun Hei. De'omar Rabbi Chanina, chayisamoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emes. The seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Rashi explains, emtzais la'isiyois v'rishoyin v'acharoyin shel Shem. Ani rishoyin v'ani acharoyin v'ani hu. So first of all, the point that the letters are the first, middle, and last, emtzais la'isiyois, that's the mem, v'rishoyin v'acharoyin, the aleph and the tav, and ani rishoyin v'ani acharoyin v'ani hu. This is a verse in Yeshayahu. I am the first, I am the last, permanence. Mikol midasav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rak ha'emes u'cho yisamoy. Rabbi Chanina tells us, out of all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one described as Hashem's seal is emes. Choyisam samim lekiyum davar. When do we use a stamp? When do we say, this is choyisamoy, like a stamp, a legal stamp that makes a document valid. When do we use it? To validate things, to make it permanent. This is valid, it is permanent. You put the stamp on it, it is now permanent. This is the midah of Hashem's emes. As he was the first, before anything was created. So he will be at the end of time, shekol b'nei v'asayiku v'shmoy lafnos elav kol yeshi oretz, of course from Aleinu, at the end he will be there, the same, unchanged, when everyone comes to recognize him. Anu ha-ma'aminim b'amitusei zbarach yod'im ki gam be'emtza ha-talech. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that in the middle of this, not only at the beginning before anything was created, not only at the end when everyone recognizes him, but also in the long period between them, in the middle of this process, from the beginning of Briah, of creation, until the end of the salvation, that there's none, no force besides him. We've said this, any truth in the world is rooted in Hashem's emes, ve'lachen emes merachakon milei. The letters are spread out, like we said above. Hashaker hu hefech amitus yizborach. Shek is the opposite of Hashem's truth. Ve'in lo achizah b'kadosh baruch hu. Has no grasp on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachin rak mekarvan milei. The letters are bunched up over there. And we said the shikra eshchiach kushta leishchiach. Havchana shniya, the second indication of Chazal. He kushta kai shikra leikai. That truth stands, whereas sheker does not stand. Velomdim zos mitzuras esiyos. Chazal indicate this through the shape of the letters. Oisiyos, shin, kuf, rei, sheyesh len rak regel achas daka. They have one thin leg. Ve'en an achiza mitzat batzman. They have no grasp, no solidity of their own. Hu asher amu chazal. Chazal say about this. Rashi cites his comment in Parashas Shelach. Kol devar sheker she'en omerim bo iktsas emes mischel asei. Any falsehood which doesn't have an iota of truth, ein mischel asei foi, will have no validity. That's about the meraglim. We began by saying some truth. There has to be some truth there in order to get traction. Veshuv, doik v'timtza. Again, go and investigate. If you see, kol rishei olam mefarim shitasam b'shemois yafim. The most brutal dictators always use amazing terms when describing their reign. Tzedek, chirus, ava. They invoke things like justice and liberty and love, the People's Republic, the Democratic People's Republic of, and it's the most brutal dictatorships. Uvishmam mevatzim kol maase achzarius retzichus retzichus vegezel. In the name of that justice and social justice and liberty, they commit the most vile and horrible deeds of cruelty, murder, theft. Ha'emes enu zakuk litmicha mibachutz. Emes doesn't require support from the outside. Lo yibichayil ve lo yibichoyach. Anshei emes amru al tarbu tedabru gevoha gevoha. Pasuk in Shmuel. Don't speak high and lofty. That's not necessary. The emes doesn't need all of that makeup. Al tedabru gevoha gevoha. Don't speak in lofty terms. Oy lo halachti bigdolos v'unifnois mimeni in Tehilim kuflam et alef. I didn't walk in these high and mighty ways. Ki afilu diburim bemilim gevoyhois umfoitzatzois zarim laemes. Even speaking with words, with terminology that is high and mighty, even that is alien to truth. Lochein shika shecher kushalosh. That's why sheker is common, emes is not common. Ki ha'amoin ratz achrei milim gevoyhois v'achrei kishut hachitzuni. The masses, the mob, follow these high and mighty words and the external accoutrement, all these words and all the concepts of liberty and justice and this and that and the other. Me'atim anshei emes, achotrim lo'im ha'kadvarim. There are few men of truth who penetrate into the depth of the matter. Ve'ro'im esarei kanus b'sheker v'samilui b'emes. And see the emptiness of the sheker, the fact that it's just a balloon, and the fullness of emes. Ulam ka'amur, but however, we said above, basoif hasheker mafriches etzmo. Ultimately, sheker always implodes. It just rots from within itself. Ki le'at le'at mizgale patzufo amiti. Slowly and gradually, its real face is revealed, kaval kol olam, in front of the entire world, ad shezenichim mesif anu lo'if, until eventually people leave it and turn their backs to it. Sikum, summary. Any truth relates in some way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absolute truth. Truth can relate to Hashem's will, to His midos, His Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kayam la'ad ulumei alamim. He endures, He is permanent, He is eternal. Hakol talui bo v'ena talui bedava. Everything depends on Him. He is not dependent on anything. Kach kol emes, in the same way, any truth, kayam le'ilam, is eternal, it's permanent, ve'eino zakuk litmicha me'ezi koach chutz mimenu, doesn't need support from some outside force. It stands by itself. Kol hishtadlus lakir emes movila le'emek advarim. Another part of the summary. Any attempt to recognize truth leads you necessarily to beyond the surface, somewhere deeper. Likvo metzius peshuta hanir'es le'inayim, to state something trivial which anyone can see. Who ain't a begida emes? Af she'ino sheker. We don't give the term emes even though it's not sheker. Kol hakaras emes gilui inyan ne'elam. Every recognition of truth is to reveal something which is hidden. Uvlitz lila lama amakim enefshos legilui kaze. Without diving into the depth, there's no possibility of such revelation. Al ze kosav admor zichu yagen alenu b'tzava asoy. This is what Rabbi Yerucham wrote in his Tzava'a. It's cited in Das Chochma Musar, Chelek Gimel, Amud Reish Ayin Tes. He says, "Mi shesichloi tzach metzuch tzach." Somebody whose mind is polished, b'li masach hamavdil, without separating walls and screens, rak hu yachol lakir HaKadosh Baruch Hu ulhalelo Yishei B'Chu. Such a person and he alone can recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise Him. V'adavar pashut, it's obvious sherak haneshama b'yunah uv'zakusah uv'kedushasah. Only in the neshama, with its purity, with its sanctity, רק היא תוכל להכיר את הקדוש ברוך הוא. Only it can recognize Hashem באופן שיוכל להיקרא בשם הכרה. To the point we can call it הכרה, to really know Hashem. ובלי עניין זך איך יכיר הקדוש ברוך הוא? Without careful, pure thought, how can one recognize Hashem? כמו יכן, על דרך זה, in the same vein, ניתן לעם ישראל התורה הקדושה, עם ישראל was given the Torah, שעל ידה יכיר אל הקדוש ברוך הוא, through which to know הקדוש ברוך הוא ביסר עוז, ולהזדבק את דרכיו, to know him and to emulate him. אכן, however, אם לא יסכיל לרד בהרחבת הדברים, if he doesn't then expand בעיון רב ועומקם של דברים, if the person doesn't take it further and delve into the depth of matters, איך יכיר לקדוש ברוך הוא? הכי ניקם תנא הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהוא ניקה תמיר ונעלם, תמירין דתמירין, הקדוש ברוך הוא is referred to as hidden, hidden within, hidden. ואם שכלו אין זך בגדר דק מן הדק, if the person's mind isn't polished, איך הוא ומי יכיר עושה? How can he possibly know הקדוש ברוך הוא? הכרס אמס היא מהעבודס הקשיס שבמקדש. To recognize the truth is one of the more difficult aspects of עבודס השם. בפרקים הבאים יסבר בעזרת השם יעשה מזה. In the coming chapters we'll explain it further. עד כאן.